You prepare yourself that God will use you. Hallelujah. Because tonight, our prayer topic is that God has given us freedom. Freedom. Last week, what did we pray? What was our prayer topic last week? Who was here last week? Because they don't know, everybody believed that it was not here. Hallelujah. Hey. Now everybody make himself as if he's not here. When I saw that, everybody looked down as if he was not here. I'm not going to call anybody. Hallelujah. Why? Who was here last week, everybody? Hallelujah. Don't forget the prayer you prayed last week. Hallelujah. I told you that Caleb walked with God 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years with one promise. 40 years, and he survived. Even Moses, who got all the Ten Commandments, he didn't reach the promised land. Those who keep the word with them, who meditate, like what he told Joshua, who think about it day in and day out, they are the people. If the world is survived, they survive. If the world is living, they live. Hallelujah. Amen.
Welcome, Mama Fundis, at the back there. God bless you. And all our new visitors, God bless you for coming here. Tonight we are coming to pray. Hallelujah. And we don't need to waste much time. I want us to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 13 verse 5, maybe, I think so. 13 verse 5.
Are you there? Corinthians 13 verse 5. Are you there? What does it say? 1, 2, 3. Continue. Okay, wait, before you leave. Tonight, examine yourself either you are in what? Faith. And that kind of faith, I want you to examine yourself by the grace of God, is examine yourself that if you have faith that whatever God has promised me to believe and whatever promise he say, if I pray, I will receive it. Hallelujah. I will what? Receive it. Last week we prayed about, I gave my testimony last in the all night, but last week we prayed about this promise. God promises about what? New life, and we were praying for new things that God can do in our lives. And on Friday, somebody called me. You asked me something that you need. It is ready now for you. I've got one for you. Are you ready? I said, yes. And they said, give me an offer. Hallelujah. Pray the promise of God. Period. Hallelujah. You see, those who take flight, all what they know is that they were on the ground. When they were lifted up, about 1 hour, 15 minutes, they were lifted down. And they are in Joburg. That is all. Okay. They are in Joburg. So they don't know the route. If you fly, do you know the route? But you know that you will land faster and safely. Is that not what you want? That is how faith in the promises of God is. If you don't show God the routes, the Lord knows that what he has promised, he is able what? To do it. But those who want to drive by land, you need GPX and whatever. It means sometimes it takes you around and circles before you come to the route. Do you want the hard way or you want the simplest way, the smart way? Hallelujah. So we're talking about the God's promises. But tonight the Bible says, examine yourself. If you, whether you are in the faith, test yourself. Tonight, test yourself. The only way you can test yourself, do you have conscience? Test your conscience tonight that God can do it. I'm in the right place. Even if I have sinned, God will forgive me. I will repent. I need what I want. Even all, if all the demons in the world say they can conquer me, I believe what Jesus did on the cross, it is with me. I am not going back. I need what I want. Pastor Richard was talking last week, the honors, about the woman with the blood issue. He has everything to condemn her not to come. But he said, forget. Even the doctors couldn't help me. Those who said they are great, they couldn't help me. Those prophets, they couldn't help me. Forget about that. I will not mind anybody. Whoever shout at me, I need that Jesus. My faith is in that Jesus. And I know, according to Israel culture, when we make the rope for the priest, there are some what we call it, the hem. There are some hem there. And that hem carried the power of God. So I will touch that hem. He knew what he where I should touch. Our days, our hem of garment is by your faith. You use the faith to touch Jesus. Use that faith. And it comes up to that. Do not you realize that Jesus is in you? And we say, Christ in me, what? So if you don't see glory from now to 3 years, 3 weeks, 3 weeks time, I have told you, you will report yourself to the nearest police station. Thank God we are policemen here. We will tell him to arrest you. He will arrest you. I'm telling you, we are not joking. He will arrest you. We are sick and tired to serve God. And one little thing like a car, like a house, you need to beg and beg. Why? Why? Why money? I need 3,000, 10,000. And you have to beg and go through all these banks. It's, check. It's Christ is in you. And now what does he say? Unless, of course, you fail what? A test. Let us continue. Let us continue quickly. 1, 2, 3. What does he say? Jump to start 16:17 for me. There's somewhere you wrote that we cannot do anything against the truth. We cannot do anything against the truth. All what we do for the truth. Okay, jump to that place for me. I think verse 16 or 13 somewhere. It's there. God is here. I don't know Bible. Many of you are sitting there. You can't just show what this thing is. Do you have faith? Are you sure? Go to 18. 17, 18. 8. Okay. Go there. Let me see what is there. Please start from verse 6 for me. 1, 2, 3, 6 to 8. And let us look at something there. 6. Is it verse 6? 6 and 7, let us continue. It's fine. And I trust that you would discover that you have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. What stop you? You see, there's one thing I want to say, that Christians should take their mind out of it. It's trying to classify sins. Okay? The Bible declared that Christ came and saved us from what? Sins. He never say A, B, and C. And if I'm not doing A and you are doing B, I condemn you. And if you are not doing C, God said all unrighteousness are what? Sin. Period. Okay? I am saved. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't have boyfriend. So I'm saved. If that's what your pastor told you, it is not enough. Even when the faith we are talking of, if you jump to 2 Peter, he said, faith alone is not what? Enough. You need perseverance. You need all that. Okay? But the starting point is faith. After you get faith, you must learn perseverance. You must learn how to patience. You must learn so many things. That is why you need to build your test. Make sure any test that come by your way, by faith in the word of God, you will overcome. And that makes you a Christian. That makes you a Christian. A child will fall, the leg will be broken, the mouth will crack, whatever will happen, we don't rush the child to hospital. We know it's a normal thing. It will heal. And you grow by it. Hallelujah. So let us make sure that we build our faith in Christ Jesus, so that our freedom that Christ has given to us, the freedom will be matured. Hallelujah. Now, not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that we will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. Yes. Difficult times, it seems that you have failed. You've been praying for husband for years. It looks as if you have what? Failed. You've been praying for good job. It seems for years, it seems it has what? Faith. Mature faith bring mature good, mature work. When I came to South Africa with my wife, we stay home for one good year praying and writing. The person we were staying said that, what sin have we committed that we have wrote applications? You know that washing basket, our application was full. Reject, 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 reject. But if I will continue, be careful who is close to you. All the things that you are not succeeding, be careful who is close to you. Be careful who advise you. Our 9 months or 1 year were exactly people who were close to us. Until you must know the truth, and the truth you know must set you what? Free. Not the truth but somebody knows. Because we must all know Jesus. And that Jesus must set us free by the truth of his revelation that can set you what? Free. Last week I told you Friday that any successful person in this world in Christ succeed from what? The revelation of what? God. Because this Bible is big. It's very, very big. And every word in the Bible works. And I told you that it works in season, it works in time, and it works in a moment. Even in a season, there is a moment. And if that moment comes, you don't see in the season unless another season comes. So Christianity, you must be alert. Hallelujah. Now let us say, Let us go here. For we cannot do anything against the truth. So those who lie, be very careful. Success is far away from people who lie. You lie and lie to yourself. You are sleeping, you said, I'm not sleeping. You are drunk, you said, I'm not drunk. You are laughing, you said, I'm not laughing. And we ask, what did you see? What he did? You hear what he said? You said no. Why you didn't hear? I was sleeping. But when we asked, you said no. We cannot do anything against what? But only for what? The truth. What truth do you know that can set you free? Is about the promises of what? Christ. Tonight, our prayer topic. Every day we are praying what? Strategic prayer. So we are walking what? What journey are we working for 3 months? Victory. And I've warned you, 3 months' time, if you haven't got a testimony, we have trouble with you. We have trouble what? With you. You are like the person. Jesus said, when they hear the word, it's like the word that fall on the ground, some fall in what? In tongues. You allow things to choke the rich word of God. You don't mix it with what? Faith. Hallelujah. But I know you have what? Faith. Because Paul has confirmed that he knows that we have not failed what? The test. Hallelujah. We have not failed the test. So now, tonight, God promised about freedom. We are going to pray about what? Freedom. Freedom in various type of things. Number one thing, freedom is freedom of fear. The fear of people. There's one thing, when I was working, I learned that your manager will come and tell you, hey, what are you doing here? You will see. You go home and drink tea and eat and do whatever, but the whole night you have what? Sleepless night. The next morning you meet him, he won't mean anything. How are you, Anthony? I'm fine, but the last night you didn't sleep. Freedom of fear. Hallelujah. We are coming to pray. Are you ready? Are you what? Ready. Let us stand up. By the grace of God. We are coming to pray strategic prayer. So let us group ourselves in 5-5-5 group and make sure your group never sleep. So find a strong team. Everybody find a strong what? Team. You see, some people think that strong teams are pastors. Five, five, five. If you don't find five, the rest, join yourself together. 5-5-5 and get the space. Get a space for yourself, because our confession and our prayer, make sure that person prays. Okay. Number one, before we pray, let us all come to the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And let us all ask the Lord that since last week up to now, everything I have done wrong. But don't tell God everything. You know some things you have done. Mention to Him. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive me. All those who have got cell phone, put somewhere, silence it so that can help you. This prayer, we don't want to get cross. It's not your mistake, but it is going to work like a fire burning to ashes, and you are free. Hallelujah.
God has promised. We're praying what Jesus has said. Hallelujah. So tonight, let us pray. Everybody, silence prayer. Pray that, Lord, Father God, here I am. I'm a man. I'm a human being. I am what I am in you. Forgive me every mistake. What I know, what I don't know. Anyone I have offended in any way, forgive me. And I also forgive anyone who has offended me. For I forgive. Please forgive everyone. If tonight's prayer will work for you very well, you need to forgive everyone. Because Bible says we cannot do anything against what? The truth. Jesus said, when you pray that and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Tell God that anything, sins of the flesh, sins of the lust of the eye, sins of the pride, Lord, forgive me. Father, forgive me. Forgive my family. Forgive my... You see, come and join this one if you have power to join. See, join this team. Forgive my family. Forgive my children. Forgive even my church. Forgive everyone that is close to me so that this blessing will be affecting them. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer number one. John chapter 8. Verses 32 to 36. 32 and 36. Let us carry on. John chapter 8. 32 to 36. Let us all read. 1, 2, 3. Carry on to 36. You see, Jesus said, if you sin, you become a slave to the righteousness. You become a slave to get freedom in him. Slave has no word, freedom. You see, now we have confessed our sin. So we are not slave to the devil. Okay. So by faith in Christ, all your prayer and the person you must focus is Jesus Christ. Through him, the Father will answer you. Hallelujah. The Father will answer you. So let us take verse 36. So, if the Son of Man, 1, 2, 3, so, okay, then, if we are not slaves to poverty, why are we poor? Are you with me? If we are not slaves to what? Money. Why do we lack money? Hallelujah. Tonight, by the word of God, from verse 32, he says what? Verse 32. Why this thing is too slow? Are you there? Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Okay. I don't want to go far. I don't want to make a Bible studies. Jesus said, you will only know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But the truth between 32 and 36 is this. Anyone who is subject yourself to sin, you become slave to what? Sin. So as if you subject yourself to sickness, you become slave to what? Sickness.
Are you with me? Are we coming down? If you become, you subject yourself to financial problem, you become what? A slave to finances. You see? So the truth that shall set you free is that.
Shakaborianda.
He said, you who is sick, by my stripe, you are healed. Yeah. That is the only truth that can set you free from what? Your sickness. Those who have financial problem, he said, give, and it shall be given what? To you. Even when you give, me I'll press there and shake it, and let it run it over and give it back to you. So you get that, you get in abundance to give some to the poor. The truth shall set you what? Free. You want to marry. We don't marry by about anything. Love is only the love of God we use to what? To marry. If you don't have love, because when somebody wants to marry, what did he say? I love you. And you also say, I love you. So if you don't have love for men and women, the truth shall only set you free is you need what? Love. When they talk to you, you give them, they give you high, you give them low. When they give you, you low, you give them high. You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you what? Free. Somebody greet you nicely and smile, a nice cute woman, and he's too small. Do you want love or you want small? Somebody greet you nice, she's too fat. Who told you fat or small is best for you? Who told you? Only love will tell you the right person. Only love can determine your right husband, your right wife. Not he's too big, he's too small. Somebody was small, when he married he become big. Somebody was big, when he married he become small. So will you leave the person? We are coming to pray. One, I said, Caleb lived on one promises, and he got everything. He got everything in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But only thing that can set you free is what? Truth. So know the truth, and the truth will set you what? Free. So the first prayer is that, Father God, tonight, it is enough for me to go through what I'm going through. It is enough to tell you tonight what I want to be free. And tonight, I know, according to your word, from the mouth of Jesus, that only the truth can set me free. Father, I have been slaved to certain conditions in my life. Tonight, revelation of your word, show me the truth, show me the truth in all my life, in my destiny, in my conscience, in my future, in my Christian life. Father God, show me the truth tonight. My first prayer, Jesus, in your name I pray to the Father, show me the truth about my situation. Pray. Pray. Show me the truth about what is going on in my life. Show me the truth about my financial situation. Show me the truth about my calling. Show me the truth about everything that you desire me to do. Shenda rebo shenda rebo shenda, shenda rebo shenda rebo shenda, Shenarabose yanda borobo shenda. Shenarabasa yanda kamborobo shen. Shenarabaso dorobo keshenarab. Shenarabako dorobo shenarabia. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We need to respond, amen, because the whole message that we have in 2 Corinthians is that the word of God is yes and yes. And by we saying amen, it comes to establishment. Hallelujah. So when we say in Jesus' name, let us all respond with a big response. Amen. For all what we have said, God have heard it. Hallelujah. You see, setting that we are set free doesn't mean devil, I set myself free, whatever, you know, it's only the truth. Reduce that song for us, put it off for us, please. Thank you very much. God bless you. Only the truth can set you free. We're going from 33 to 34. Give, put us there quickly. And they answered, we have Abraham descendant. Do you see? Always whites say black people. Whites. You know the language they use? Black people. And they refer anything black, anything bad to what? Black people. And the whites, the black said, it is our culture. It's our culture. We were born like our ancestors. So if you have gold here, white man must come and take your gold and be rich, and you'll be poor because it's our culture. Jesus said, those who are sin, they become slave to what? Sin. Okay? So those who make lifestyle a culture. And he said a slave has no permanent seat in a family. So in the family of the world, when whites can buy cars, they can buy even jet plane. Then we struggle if some have no place to put church on bay. When you stay here, municipality come and pull it away. When you stay here, municipality will put it down. And he said, our destiny never. Everybody raise up your hands. Father God, tonight we remember what Jesus did on the cross for us. That he has taken all slavery, all sins, all punishment, all failures onto the cross. He nailed it onto the cross. Tonight, I activate my freedom. I activate my freedom in this situation. I cancel my culture. I cancel my destiny. All that the devil has done. The Bible said, Jesus, he canceled all the written regulations. Jesus have canceled all the written code concerning my slavery in this life. Onto the cross. So right now, Christ have nailed it on the cross. Now listen, Christ have nailed it on the cross. So you tell you poverty, whatever is burdening you, go to the cross. Are you sure? You poverty, I nail you onto the cross of Jesus. Nail them, the roots that they come from, that is our culture. You will nail it. Only the cross can set you free. That is where Jesus put it. Say, I nail it onto the cross. I nail this poverty onto the cross. I nail this argument onto the cross. I nail this financial situation onto the cross. I nail this poverty onto the cross. I nail this joblessness onto the cross. I nail it argument onto the cross. I nail this fornication onto the cross. I nail adultery onto the cross. I annex situation, stealing unto the cross, annex gossip unto the cross. Unto the cross. Jesus did it for me. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God. Father God, your word said, now a slave has no permanent place in the family. I was a slave in the devil's camp. And your word said, a slave has no permanent place. Now I need a permanent place. I need a permanent place. I have found the truth. That in the name of Jesus, all knees shall bow, all tongues confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I confess and I reinstate my position in the heavenly kingdom. Today, I transfer myself, my destiny, my wealth, my future, my today, my tomorrow into Christ. On a permanent seat, on a permanent seat, heaven is permanent, heaven is permanent. Tonight, you devil, tonight, I am telling you, your familyhood was not permanent. Tonight, I have found Jesus, permanent place in Jesus, with my wealth, with my finances, with my family, with my job, with my marriage, with my future, in Christ Jesus. Pray, permanent everything. Say, I am putting it in the permanent place of Christ. In Jesus' name, Father, I transfer all my wealth, all my life, my conscience, my emotions, my will, my mind into the kingdom of God, a permanent place. A permanent place, a permanent place in Christ Jesus. A permanent place in Christ Jesus. I permanent my life. I permanent my conscience. I permanent my feelings. I permanent in Christ. In Christ, in heaven, in the kingdom of God. Permanent. Permanent seat. My finances. My finances. My marriage. My life. My job. I permanent it. Permanent. Permanent in the blood, in the blood, in the kingdom of God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, our application has gone through. We have applied for a permanent post in Christ, permanent familyhood in the family of God. Then Jesus said, but a son only belongs to a family forever. That is why I said, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. Jesus Christ never fail me. There is one I know everywhere. Jesus Christ,
you'll never fail me.
And Romans said, and whosoever will call the name of the Lord, and he will never put them to what? Shame.
Amen.
Only the truth. truth shall set you what? Free. So we continue to pray. Is our permanent position in Christ? Haven't we believed in Jesus? In the beginning, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 said, are you not in Christ? If you are in Christ, you have become a son and a daughter in Christ. And he's saying here that Jesus said, slave does not belong to the family. Now only the son of the family belongs to what? The family. Forever. That is why we have transferred our life. We have transferred all our wealth from a permanent family of the devil to a permanent family of Christ. Amen. With our confession. Now we are going to confess that Jesus, if today you have accepted all of us as sons and daughters forever, then you said it. Are you with me? You said it. So if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. So it is your responsibility, Jesus. It's God's responsibility to set you what? Free. Because of your declaration. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So you are telling God, Father, if you have, I have transferred, and you have accepted me as sons and daughters into the permanent place, and Jesus said the son and daughters are the people who belong to family forever, I am now a permanent family member in the kingdom of God forever. So I declare by what Jesus said, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So today is my freedom day. Today is my freedom day. Even South African government believe that there is a freedom day for South Africans. How much more heaven? How much more heaven? So raise up your hands again. Father God, tonight I thank you that you have accepted me into the kingdom of God. According to your word, you said that only a son or daughter belongs to a family forever. Tonight, I have transferred from the devil kingdom, being a slave, and coming to be a son and daughter into the kingdom. Many years I have been in the kingdom, but there was something that made me a slave, still under my slave master. But tonight, by the grace of God, by the truth of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I have transferred everything, my life, my destiny, my future, my wealth, everything to our generation into the kingdom of God as a permanent seat. And the Lord Jesus, you have said, if you are a son, then you live forever. And if you, God Jesus, the Son of God, shall set me free. Touch your chest. Shall set me free. If you wouldn't mind me mentioning your name, shall set me, Oshaman, quite free. Jesus, you said, if you will set me free, I will be free indeed. Tonight, I mean business. I mean contract. I mean covenant with you. Set me free by your power. By your spirit, set me free. In Jesus' name, set me free from marriages. Set me free from poverty. Set me free in my finances. Set me free in my job. Set me free in my environment. Pray for freedom. Set me free. Set me free. Because you are God. Set me free. Set me free. My conscience. My mind. My will. My destiny. My behavior. My feelings. Set me free. My calling. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. In every situation. Mention the names. Set me free. In my education. Set me free. In my family. Set me free. In all relationships. Set me free. All friendship. Set me free. All family members. Set me free. All membership of the kingdom. Set me free. Set me free. In Jesus' name. Father God, set me free. In Jesus' name. Father God, set me free. In Jesus' name we are praying. Are we praying? Are we surely praying? Romans 6, 14 and 22. Verse 14 and verse 22. Romans 6. Let us see. God has promised us freedom. And tonight mean that you have a freedom. South African Freedom Day passed only yesterday. You activate God one today. Hallelujah. 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 Is it the Romans 6, 14 and 22? 1, 2, 3, 14. For sin shall not be my master, your master, because you are not under the law, but you are under the grace. Are you with me? Tell Jesus that you promised me that when you come and take me to your kingdom of permanent seat, I am no more under law. I am under what? Grace. So amazing grace, find me out. Amazing grace, check me out. Amazing grace, grant me favor. Amazing grace, do me your goodness. Say anything that the grace can, one grace can do. It can do much more than whatever you think. Hallelujah. Verse 22, what does he say? But now. Hallelujah. But right now you have been what? From sin. Huh? And have become what? Slave to God. The benefit of reap leads you to holiness and eternal life. Anything holy, the devil cannot touch it. So the benefit God will give it to you, that this job I've given to you, it is holy. Not demons. It is holy so much that you pay your tithes, you give an offering out of the job, so the devourer cannot. Because I've been free from sin. Disobedient in working and not giving to God. I have been free from those sins. So the benefit I reap, not just that, you have been free from that marriage problems. Because now you are showing real love of God to both partners. And God will never allow, the devil cannot work in love. He works where there is hatred. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So your problem, your life will be problem free. That is what we call holiness. Problem free. And when you are problem free, the Jesus said, I am with you until the end of the world. That is your eternal life. So your Christianity must be that. Your Christian life must be that. Whatever you go, if you go down deep, you must come up high. That's how Christianity is. But it depends on your confession. Hallelujah. Father God, tonight, I love to be a slave to you. so that I can have benefit. Tonight, lead me to holiness. Lead my job to holiness. Lead my marriage to holiness. Lead my calling to holiness. Lead my money, finances to holiness. Lead everything of me to holiness. So that my slave master, the devil, cannot touch me, cannot work again against me, and help me to have eternal resource in eternal life. Pray. In Jesus' name, Romans 8, 1 and 2. Our time is so soon up, but we have prayed. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3. Okay, why do you wait until somebody tell you that you are a sinner? Why? Those who are under the law, they wait for somebody to tell them they have sinned. Don't you see what you do? Don't you have God consciousness upon you? And number two, why if somebody tell you this is your sins, why do you become angry? Those who are under the law only do that. God, they justify sin instead to justify what? Righteousness. We all sin here and there, but I don't need somebody to come and tell me you made a mistake. Pastor, you make this mistake. Yeah, it's true. My sister, you saw it correctly. And I've asked God favor to forgive me. And he'll be happy with you that you know your sin. You know your mistakes, so that the devil cannot have chance upon you. Because written, if you sin and you confess, he's faithful and just to forgive you from all unrighteousness. Since we come to Bible preaching, Bible all night, Bible prayer, and if we remain the same, the fault is with us. We live in the law today, and tomorrow we want to live under the grace. Hallelujah. But let us try our best that tonight our confession for freedom, we are indeed free. Hallelujah. We are indeed free. We are indeed free. So there is no condemnation. Don't sit down for somebody to condemn you. Before you are what? You feel condemned. Hallelujah. Read this one for me. 2 Corinthians 3:17. If you are tired, sit down for 5 minutes. Then we pray the last prayer and go. 2 Corinthians 3:17. One, two, three. Hey, test yourself if you are in faith, my sisters and brothers. Didn't we read that? Test yourself if you are really what? In faith. Okay, let us read one again. Maybe you are not in faith before. One, two, three. Please listen to me. Before you pray, you must know what you are praying for. You must understand.
He said, now the Lord is what? So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. How will you know that the Spirit of the Lord works in you? Check your conscience. The Spirit of the Lord is always in your what? Conscience. So when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. So if my conscience tells me what I'm doing is wrong, it's wrong. I don't need to wait for somebody to tell me, so that there will be no condemnation, so that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there will be freedom. Every day, the Spirit of the Lord will check you that change this way, so that you maintain your freedom. Are you with me? We are living in the world where everything is around us. Are you with us? But where the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost is in us, the Word of God is in us, the Word is the Spirit, the Lord himself is what? The Spirit. And thank God that you have got the Spirit of God in you, and it lives in your conscience. So if your conscience judges you and you said it's not wrong, then you bring yourself back to slavery. We are not praying and live, we are prayed. I must tell you the truth. What will work for you? Because the Bible says only the truth shall set you what? Free. And the same Corinthians said, 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 2, verse 15 or 13 said, those who are in spirit, they can judge everything. And nobody what? Judge them. Because whatever they do, their conscience tell them is wrong or right. Because they know the word of God. So why do you wait until somebody said, oh, please forgive. Oh, brother, forgive. It's not okay, because of you I forgive. So not because of Jesus. Pastor, because you said it, I'll forgive. So what about before Pastor came? So Jesus was not with you. Where was Jesus? It is wrong. Before Pastor came, oh, Pastor, thank you for coming. But Pastor, only even when the thing happened, I asked Jesus for forgiveness. And it is gone. And the pastor said, thank you, my son. You've done very well. Hallelujah. Pastor, because you said it, otherwise I will not forgive. So Jesus told you, never agree. Hallelujah. Please, have you seen how you maintain our freedom is very, very what? Important. The last one, Acts 13, verse 38. Acts 13, verse 38. Have you got it right? 1, 2, 3. Through what? Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to me. So I can tell you, my brother, I've forgiven you. My sister, I've forgiven you. It doesn't take 10 hours or 20 hours. You know the reason why bondages of slavery we are broken tonight is that you find it difficult to forgive somebody. And you want to be big. To me, I find it difficult. If somebody did something to me, I find it difficult to let go. Okay, keep it. Keep it. And Jesus has said it already. If the truth will set you free, what will serve you, take you to bondage? Lies. Unforgiveness is lies. Hallelujah. While sitting there, put your hands on your chest and make this confession. Father God, your word said, there is no condemnation who are in Christ Jesus. Father, I know to myself, nyani nyani, sure, really, and truthfully, that I love you, Jesus, and you are my Savior, and you are my Lord. Father, I believe in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that set your freedom in my heart. Set your freedom in my heart. You have also said, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Thank you, Father. You gave me human spirit. And in the human spirit,
I have given it tonight. My human spirit. My human spirit. Tonight, I give you. I summons you to submit to the Spirit of the Lord. I summons you to the power and obedience and the leadership of Holy Spirit. My conscience, which is the voice of the Spirit, tonight, speak everything, reveal everything that is of the Lord to me. Because tonight, I have activated my freedom in Jesus. I have activated my freedom in Jesus' name. Tonight, I thank you that you have proclaimed the forgiveness through Jesus Christ to me. My heart has set you free to be living in Jesus Christ and to be saved in Jesus Christ. You are free to possess what you have confessed tonight in Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for answering my prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Give clap offering to the Lord.